A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Daf Yud Gimel, Kesubas 13a, pagination is 25, a little bit below the midway mark on the page, at the beginning of a line, Masnisin, a new Mishnah. Ra'ua Midaberes, if we saw a woman talking, Im Echad, with a person. And we will have to discuss what it means, midaberes, talking. What level of talking, and are we just talking clean about her? So we say she was talking, but we actually saw her doing a lot more with this man. Va'amrulo. And now we ask her, Mativo shel ish zeh, what is the nature of this person? What is his story? And she answers, knowing what we're after, ish ploni v'koenhu. He's a certain person, and he's a Kohen. Doesn't really have to be that he's a Kohen, but he has to be a legitimate person that we know his lineage. He has to be fitting to marry. He, his daughter, have to be fitting to marry into Kohanim. And that's her answer. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer omrim ne'emenes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say, she is believed. Now, what exactly are we after? What are the ramifications? So the ramifications are that if a woman had relations with a man who is pasul law, forbidden to her, it will invalidate her on some level because she had relations with him. For example, she would no longer be able to marry a Kohen. Another point is that the child, if there is one from this relations, is also going to be brought into question regarding the legitimacy of the child, and believing her has tremendous ramifications in verifying what her status is and what might be the status of a child, if there is one from this union. Now in Halacha, when this is brought in Siman Vav, there are other considerations. Even if we paskin like this, that we believe her, is it only together with Rov, that majority of the people around were legitimate to be with her? Unfortunately, they didn't get married to her and it wasn't done legitimately, but they were people, as far as lineage goes, that were fitting to have been wed to her. Or does the Rov not entirely required in order to reach a level of belief in her claim? So that's a further discussion. But first glance, just dealing with the Mishnah, this is the question we ask her. We saw something's up. What's the story? And she says, it's a legitimate man as far as lineage goes. And the ruling of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer is that's acceptable. Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo mepia anu chayin. We can't believe her, what she's saying. Ela rezu becheskes be'ula lenasinu lemamzer ad shetavi raya ledvareho. Until she can prove what she's saying, we have to be concerned that she was having relations with someone who's not legitimate in lineage, and therefore invalidated her, and would produce from that union a child who's illegitimate as well. And the stakes here are extremely high. The Mishnah continues. Haisa me'uberes, if at this point she's pregnant, indicating that something happened. Va'amrula, and we say to her, Mativa shaluberzeh, what's the story with the fetus? What status does it have? And she answers, Mi'ish Poloni v'Kohenhu, it's from so-and-so, and he's Kohen, or worthy of being a Kohen, as far as that he's a legitimate person. Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Eliezer omim ne'emenes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer again rule that she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua omer lo mepia anu chayin, we don't believe her, ela harezu becheskes me'uberes l'nasun l'mamzer, we're concerned that it might be from an illegitimate man, until she can prove it. The Gemara proceeds, as I alluded to initially, by asking, "My midaberis, what does it mean she was talking in the beginning of the Mishnah?" Ze'iri Omar Nistera, Ze'iri says she went in seclusion with this man. Ravasi Omar Nivala, Ravasi says she actually had relations, meaning that we saw the indications that were a lot more than just private talking in a improper way. We had something up. We actually saw the kind of testimony that would indicate that they had relations. Bishlama leZe'iri, I understand readily according to Ze'iri, Hainu diktani midaberes. Why was it saying talking? Talking is not the biggest problem, but talking privately, that's all that we know about Nistara, that she was private with the man. Elul Ravasi, if there was indications of relations, my midaberes, that's quite understated to say she was talking. And the Gemara answers, Lishna ma'alya, the Mishnah is talking clean, but we know what it means. When we say they interacted, they talked, in the wording of a pasuk that is quoted over here, achla, she ate, she used her mouth, ve'omra, and she's saying, lo pa'alti oven, I didn't do anything wrong, but used her mouth. We know what it means when we say that, and that's how Ravasi understands the Mishnah. Bishlama leZe'iri, according to Ze'iri, who says that they were in seclusion, but not more, we don't know anything more than that. Hainu diktani tarti, that's why we said two cases. The first case was midaberes, they were in seclusion, talking privately, intimate conversation. And then the second part of the Mishnah was me'uberes, she's actually pregnant, which is a pretty good verification that there were relations. Elul Rav Asi, according to Rav Asi, that even the first case was indications on relations. So what's really the difference between the first part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah? The first part, midaberes, meant relations, and the second part of the Mishnah, she's pregnant, indicates relations. Tarti lomali, why do you need to give me two cases of this type? And the Gemara answers, chodo lahachshir ba, one focusing on her, v'chodo lahachshir bevita, and one to focus on her child. As we explained, there are really two questions going on over here. One question is, after these relations, will she still be permitted to be wed to a Kohen? And question number two is, if she's pregnant from that relations, what is the halachic status, lineage-wise, of the child that is born from that relations? One interesting observation which I would like to make is that even though certain behaviors are considered off-limits and unacceptable and forbidden, etc., but even in forbidden behavior, there are levels, and depending on who she was with, will have further ramifications in assessing the situation. And that as much as we don't want to go there and not discuss it, and of course no one behaves like that, but the fact remains that depending on who the person was that she was with, legitimate lineage or not legitimate lineage will have significant ramifications for her and to possibly to a child. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.